I Know Now. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I know now. What is it that I know now? What is it that makes me so attentive to what I am doing? What is it that is important for me to know now? Always, I'm interested in facts and details, and I'm interested in gadgets. I'm interested in the world going around and the world doing wonderful things. I'm always interested in wonderful things that are happening all of the time in my world. And as I'm interested in these things, they sort of reveal themselves to me. I read in magazines, I read in books, I listen to the television, and listen to the audio videos that I have and the various discussions that I have with people, and they all add information to my life. They all add things for me to think about. And I think about these things. I'm thinking about the Indian tribes that lived in America from the National Geographic and how they live now in America and what sort of programs they're going through and what sort of things they're seeking to accomplish. And I think to myself, well, this is something that's coming of age. They're coming of awareness that today is a new day and today is a new life. Today is a new world. Now, am I thinking that they should or should not do whatever they're doing? No, that's not my decision. I see them living in perfect harmony. I see them living in perfect happiness in all that they do. I see every day of their life as marvelous as I see every day of my life. I see every day of every life on any person on the face of the earth, revealing to itself, enjoying itself, having a wonderful time. And I look at the scan of years, and I think to myself, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 40 years, 60 years, 100 years, what has taken place in 100 years? What has happened in a scan, a decade or many decades of life? What has taken place on the face of the earth? How have people opened up their eyes to a newness and to an awareness of what life is all about? Have they remained stagnant in the past? Have they remained stale in the past to live in the past? Do they want to retain their heritages? Do they want to retain the lifestyle that they had yesterday? Or do they want to live with the new enjoyments that life is bringing to us, the new modern civilization that we have, the upgrading of our medicines, the upgrading of our schools, the upgrading of all of the things that go on in industry and life, and the gadgets that are upgraded, how interesting they are. If we were going to stay back into the past and sort of regurgitate our past, we would find that it's not fascinating at all. If you were to take an inventory of all of the people of any given group and find out whether they would want to live in the past or live in the present, they would all almost 100% desire to live in the present. They desire to live in this world. Now, in this world, there are people around them who are doing things that are not necessarily beneficial, who are messing up the climate and the Greenpeace program and so forth. And so they're after getting that cleared up. Now, do we want to let everyone else take care of our world that we live in? Or are we going to take a responsibility to our world by how we think and how we act? Do we know now what it is that is important for us to do in this life of ours? Oh, I can recall my childhood memories and remember them fondly, remember them with great joy, remember them with great anticipation of every goodness. And I can use my imagination, and I can imagine what it might have been if I had done it just a little differently, and that I could have done in my mind. And I can use my thinking to say, well, now, what if I had done it differently to a better attitude? Could more wonderful things happen to me? And the answer is yes. My life is always in a state of, I know now exactly what is right for me to do. I know now what exactly is right for me to live my life and express my beingness in. No matter what I do, my life is the unfoldment of what I know now. Do I want to say I live in yesterday? Do I want to say I live in the past? Do I want to say I live in the old traditions that would limit me? Do I want to live in the traditions that might say that women are less than men? Do I want to live in a tradition that says education is only for the wealthy people? Do I want to live in a tradition that says the genius that exists in our universe is only available at certain levels of wealth? And we all know that's far from truth. We know that wisdom is available for everyone. So, in our wise attitudes, we make education available to everyone. And those who are ready for having the finest education, they are somehow programmed to get it through scholarships and through availabilities. All who have been in service have the opportunity to have some college education. All who have done many things for their country and for their community, the community supports them and the country supports them. And here in the United States, we support our country with all of our heart and soul and being. We give it the opportunity to express, and we find that when people try to drag us back, when people try to say, let's live in the past, we have to say it to them with a mighty heart, let's live in the now. Let's live this beautiful moment now, this precious moment now, for it will not come again. We will have new moments that will be precious indeed. But each moment that we live is precious. And each moment, whatever we do in that moment, is the foundation of the future of our life. I know now all things. I know now that I will live in the now. I know how important it is for me to live in the now. I know how important it is for me to appreciate this world that I'm in right now, and to know that within me is the wisdom to utilize all of the gifts that this world has to offer to me, all of the wonderful, magical inventions that come along, all the gas and oil and coal and all of the things that seem to be so easily prominent. And I know now exactly how to use it, and I use it wisely and well. And I use it for all, not just some. I use it for all. And in using it for all, I am honored and blessed in my life for how I use it. This is what life is all about, and this is what I am all about. And you can be sure, my friends, that I truly love you. I truly recognize in you all the beauty that you are, all the magic that you are, and all the wonder that you are now, because I know now. I love you. I love you. I love you. I like you. I like you. I like you. I love me. I love me. I love me. I like me. I like me. I like me. We know we never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Live with me in the now, knowing in the now. And it's a glorious world that we live in. Be sure of that. Have a lovely day.